All right, so ladies and gentlemen, let's spend a couple of minutes of some news that came down yesterday. The nearly $1 billion tentative settlement reached in a class action lawsuit was brought by the families of the 98 killed and the survivors of last June's condominium collapse in Surfside, Florida. All in all, and it's still pending final approval, by the way, during a court hearing. Here to discuss is Alto Grassi, Pierre Outerbridge, the founder and owner of the New York City-based law firm, Outerbridge Law, practice focusing on the landlord-tenant litigation, as well as transactional matters. A record number, indeed. We kind of wondered, you know, it's hard to believe, Alto Grassi, welcome to the program. This all happening last June. So we're nearing the one-year anniversary, but a massive settlement, again, pending final approval in play here. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jay. Thank you for having me. Yes, it is a large number. Even the judge of the court is acknowledging that it is a large number, and it is a rather swift settlement. Of course, the victims, both economic victims and the victims who actually lost their family members, probably feel that nothing will bring back their integrity. But it is a record number, and it is a fast settlement among all these parties who are aggrieved.
The settlement itself involves many, right? We're talking developers of the adjacent building there. I would have to think insurance companies involved here. Has to be. Other defendants as well, but it's kind of a large conglomeration here, correct?
Correct, yes. So it's the developers of the building next door, the luxury building next door who came in last minute, the contractors, all the professionals who were in charge of making sure this was actually done right. Of course, the insurance companies were supposed to insure the units up to a certain amount, right? So all these folks have come together to create this large pot.
The crux of it all, the lawsuit, Alto Grassi, on behalf of the, what was it, the Champlain Towers, that's what it was, the South Tower there.
Mm-hmm.
Victims and some of the family members, that said work on the neighboring tower damaged and destabilized that particular building, which was, what, 12 stories, if I remember correctly, of that condominium. And by the way, in need of some major structural repair, correct?
Correct. That's correct. Of course, the developers next door are denying that, but often when we have construction in New York City, right, we usually have the building, the developers next door to our client's home, make sure that during their construction that they are not shaking or otherwise destabilizing our client's home or building. So that is something that's standard in a construction agreement. So I'm not sure why it wasn't done here or whether it was, but that's pretty much known that if you're going to develop next door to another property, you should pay for the cost of making sure that the building is, you leave it the same as you found it at the beginning of your construction.
As far as the geographics are concerned, obviously near the beach, salt air, erosion, how does this particular settlement make it a precedence as far as what occurs down there? And I'm talking, you know, beach property and everything else. We know a lot of these buildings, 40 years plus, we know. And how would it compare to other areas of the country? As far as this concern, how much do they take into consideration with what happened at Surfside in other places?
Well, I don't think that it's, I don't think that the salt air very much did have something with creating erosion, especially in the garage. But I think it's pretty much would be standard. There are standard things that could be done, right? So it wouldn't, I don't know that it's that specific to beach areas, although clearly they have certain conditions, including the soil, air, and the water. But there are certain standards that could be applied and must be applied to all condominiums, right? Which is, and some of them were developed by the grand jury, but they're not news to us, right? Making sure that the board has enough reserves to run the building, right? Making sure that inspections are happening every 5-10 years, right? Making sure that there is no funny business when contractors realize that there are issues, that they are not in collusion with the board and trying not to correct it or correcting it in with the lowest amount of funds possible. I know that the grand jury here has proposed that contractors who find defects in the building must report it to local agencies, not just to the board. So making sure that everyone is held accountable who finds a defect should be standard everywhere. Making sure that there are enough funds in the building reserve so that if things need to be done, that the building is able to do it without skimping on the cost, right? Making sure that inspections are very much a part and recertification inspections are very much part of how the building runs. Having residents be able to call local authorities when they feel that there are issues. Here we have DOB, we have 311 in New York City, in Long Island, the villages have different numbers, but really making sure that there are whistleblowers everywhere and that everyone's held accountable, including the professionals having their licenses revoked and being prosecuted for not reporting, right, or doing their due diligence to make sure that the buildings are safe. So I think that should be standard everywhere.
That'll be more a strict approach as far as the inspection process, I'll tell you that much. And, you know, also from a technical standpoint, you wonder if there are things in play to protect these buildings from such erosion that, you know, are in direct contact with, you know, salt air and whatnot. I mean, listen, it's a fact of life, and I'm just wondering in the building end of things if there are any components that could be in place in order for a building to survive the elements, unlike what happened at Surfside over a period of time.
So I'm thinking, I feel like I read in reading about this that, you know, regular painting, right, is something that could prevent erosion, making sure that the building's painted regularly. And really, there's nothing like regular inspections for the damage that's being done, especially in areas where water's in constant contact.
Yeah, so certainly a landmark type decision that will set precedence for decades to come. Altagrassi, if you're Outerbridge Law, will focus in on situations of this nature, especially going forward regarding this tentative settlement of nearly $1 billion reached in the class action lawsuit brought by families of the 98 people killed and the survivors of last June's condominium collapse in Surfside, Florida. Altagrassi, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Much
and we'll keep an eye on things with this going forward.
Thank you. Appreciate you.